Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Longtime Tanglewood piano technician Steve Carver will be featured in a Tanglewood Learning Institute Meet the Makers event on Monday afternoon at 1:30 in the Lindy Center.
We've been looking forward to this one. On Monday, Carver will give an in-depth look at the art and science of keeping concert instruments in high-performance condition here at Tanglewood.
Carver recently retired from his position as manager of piano maintenance and chief piano technician at the Juilliard School.
Whoa.
He has also been the chief concert technician for the Tanglewood Music Festival for 10 years and was previously a concert technician at the Aspen Music Festival and School and the Chautauqua Institution. And we welcome Steve Carver to the Roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
I have the first question.
Excellent.
Shoot.
How do you do it? I mean, that is such a hard job. You have to be born with relative pitch and everything else, right?
No. But you can acquire the necessary skills.
You can. I can.
Sure you could.
I can't tune my auto harp.
Well, it does take time, Alan. It's a formidable skill to work, for example, in a facility like the Shed. Probably takes realistically 8, 9, 10 years of experience in schooling. So it makes it worthwhile. That's why it's gratifying.
So let me ask what the difference is between a concert technician and a piano technician.
Well, in theory, they're not necessarily different. It's just that the expectations at a place like Tanglewood are quite high, as you can imagine. You know, the pianists here play on the best stages around the world, the best instruments. And, you know, we endeavor to try to give them the equivalent service here. It's a very in-depth technical approach to the piano. We spend a lot of time on these instruments when they come up from New York. As an example, the concert pianos we have right now, we leased 5 of them from New York. We own 1 of the 6 concert grands. But we probably, because these pianos have been in New York service for 9 months, and New York is, as you know, hard on everything, when pianos come up here, we spend 30 to 40 hours getting them back into shape.
Wow.
And how many on your team to do this?
Well, myself and one other, there's another very fine young guy here from Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. He and I do most of the concert work. And then we have 3 other people, 2 in training program we have, and a wonderful young woman who was here the previous 2 summers who's now employed at Peabody.
Do you ever have to stand? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is one of the best teams I've ever had to work with.
Have to stand by just in case? I mean, certainly there's going to be some kind of person who says, I don't like that black key.
Are you waiting in the wings, I
guess? Yes, always. We have to.
Really? Have you ever had to step forward in a situation like that?
Once.
One time.
Yeah.
Was the pianist correct or a little over the top?
B. Yeah. Well, it was an awkward moment, and I empathize with the individual. He either had a memory slip or a moment of stage fright, and he just stopped playing. And unfortunately, he blamed the piano, and it wasn't the case. But that happens. I can understand it. I mean, I could not walk out in front of 1,500 people and play artistically.
But that's
like that.
Not your job. That's your job. But listen, I have a problem at home, a marital problem. Maybe you can solve it.
Alan, we all have marital problems.
My wife feeds water to our piano. I'm wondering about all of that. You know, a green light goes on. She's got to put water in the piano.
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea. And you can thank her for doing that.
What is that?
It's creating some...
I'm sorry. Why is that a fight?
Well, because I think it's ridiculous.
Silly?
To
okay,
water,
all right. I got
water
you.
To a piano.
Okay, go ahead.
I know. You water your garden, but not your pianos, right? I know. Well, there's been a system installed in your piano to stabilize humidity underneath the piano. And it will not only keep it in better service, it will extend the useful life of your soundboard if it's monitored correctly.
Now, the piano that winters over, there's one that winters over here. Is that what you were saying, that Tanglewood owns its own piano?
We own 1 older Homburg D, a concert piano. It used to be in Symphony Hall for quite a while. It was a very popular piano, and then they replaced it with a new German Steinway, and they brought it out here. And we're nursing it along because it still has a few years of lovely sounds left.
And do you find that when you're doing that, it takes extra care if it's wintered over?
It does. It's not ideal for a piano to sit unused. So we like this instrument. If you've heard recitals, for example, any time in the last 3 years in Ozawa Hall, it was probably the piano of choice. For its age, it's doing remarkably well.
Wow.
So
like me.
And me.
So I have just in your just brief answer there, I have like four follow-up questions. One is this idea of, you said it has many good years left in it, but what's the average lifespan?
Well, on a concert piano, it's going to depend. I hate to be so complicated in my answers, but if it's in a stable venue where it's not moved and not played extremely hard, they can go for 15 or 20 years. If it's in the New York market, 5 to 10.
Really?
They get played so hard, they're moved so often, they actually dispose or they sell them when they're roughly 10 years old.
This may be a very silly question, but why winter over when, I mean, would it make sense to keep them here, just have them here?
Well, we will now with the new TLI Center.
Uh-huh.
That's where we'll keep the Homburg for a while.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to get a few more years out of it. It's like an old friend, and it's comfortable.
Wow.
It's not a great instrument anymore, but it's a good one.
So as Vinny used to say in my classes, he used to say, is that the way it is? Is Steinway the best piano in the world? He's giving me the look.
Do you want me to answer that candidly?
Yeah.
Actually, it is. I better can answer by saying this, that over the years, you know, I work for these people a lot, repeatedly.
The Steinway people?
No, the pianists here. I mean,
the pianists, yeah.
You know, dozens of times. I wrote for Manny and Fema Broff and all that. And when you talk to them casually about other brands of pianos, honestly, they'll say, I get one of two kind of answers. One, they'll say, yes, I played that brand once. I kind of liked it, but it was okay. In general, that's one answer. The other response is, I don't care for any of them. So more than my opinion, it's the opinion of these people who tour the world and play. That's their careers. That's their livelihood.
So I'm sorry, Joe, but what makes them so much better?
In a word, their tone quality is slightly different. And they've got some serious competitors, about four or five companies, two in Japan and a couple in Europe. They're really they've been always after Steinway, of course, and that's a testimony to their quality itself.
I don't want to be gauche, but how much does a brand new, beautiful, top of the line Steinway cost?
Grand piano.
The concert instruments?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know right now. I was keeping tabs on that, but about roughly $180,000.
Oh, $180,000.
Well, that's a lot, but that doesn't sound.
Well, it's down payment on a house.
Yeah, I mean, but if that's what you're using, you know, part of your. If you got to run an orchestra, then obviously that's not a bad investment.
No, it's not at all. And if you figure even like in a university in a recital hall, it might get 75 concerts a year for 10 years. I mean, it's a bargain.
What about I'm sorry, Joe, but what about resale? Like a car, you buy a car, it's worth half as much the moment you buy it.
Yeah, I was thinking of that when you said like 15, 20 years. So then do you resell it and you can get somebody else to put it in their house?
Somebody else in trouble.
I mean, when they're fairly worn out, you're not going to get a lot of money for them.
So what do? You scrap them for parts? Or
no, we sell them to either piano rebuilding shops or there's brokers who broker pianos all over the United States.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I sold some old concert grands from Juilliard that ended up in Japan, for example. I had a bidder over there who wanted to pay good dollar for them.
Yeah,
these were older pianos we couldn't use anymore.
Now, so back to Steinway for a second. When it comes to is Steinway the official? Is that the official piano of Tanglewood, or when an artist comes in? You mentioned Maniacs or someone like that comes in and says, "Oh, I want to play on this instrument."
A different brand?
Yeah, or I don't know how that works.
In that case, they'd have to bring their own or arrange it outside. But Tanglewood is a Steinway festival.
Okay.
So we have all Steinway and Boston grand pianos.
Steinway festival, is that mean a contract?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, we lease about 90 pianos from them every year. About half are Steinway grands, the rest are Boston's.
Do you get a break?
Well, I can say it's for the amount of money involved, it's a very reasonable lease. It's actually a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go back far, when it was a Baldwin Festival way back.
Baldwin Festival?
Baldwin, it was before I came. They provided, not only did they provide all the pianos free, they provided technicians free too.
Wow.
But then 1999 or 2000, Baldwin went bankrupt too. So,
well, no wonder they went bankrupt.
Yeah,
that's my point. Yeah.
And then, so how fascinated are you by now? My understanding of Steinway, and I only know this because of James Barron's incredible book on Steinways. Mm-hmm. But they, I mean, you everyone, they know where everyone is, right?
They know where they sold it originally. Yeah. They don't keep track of it if it changes hands again.
What about counterfeiting?
Well, that's that's fascinating.
Well, there's a small element of that goes on. Of course, they put some Steinway and Sons decal on other pianos, but it's not too common.
Yeah. Anyway, obviously probably not a thing you have to worry about.
No. You know, we have, for example, we have six Steinways here, concert instruments, one German, one New York, in each of the three halls. And every one of them are slightly different. Every one of them.
There's a Steinway piano right behind Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that one of the six?
No, that's a Model O. That's a 6 foot.
Oh, it's just a 6 foot.
That's the one I prefer to play on.
So was that like pocket change? Or where is that? No, is
they were 78,000. I'm not sure where they are right now. Probably low 80s.
Now, are you responsible for dealing with this particular instrument?
My staff is.
Okay.
Not me.
All right.
Yeah.
But we have some very, very good people here this summer.
Now, this also fascinates, because how many of pianos like this are there on campus?
That model? I think
pianos, I guess, other than the concert.
Well, we have, I think, seven or eight of these smaller like this. We have a couple even smaller than this, and we have 12 Model Bs, which is the largest, 7 foot. They're scattered around like Maple Studio and the soloist room and the shed. It's a very good piano.
So these are sort of like sports cars. They can get very expensive and very prestigious,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, like, Steinway must, like, love seeing you guys coming. I mean, cha-ching.
Well, I think so. I mean, what they say, 350,000 people come here to concerts, and they see these pianos every week, every day. So
are they ever a pain in the neck? Or
Steinway?
Other part? Yeah. Well, that was an interesting look.
Well, I mean, all instruments are a little finicky, right?
They are, absolutely.
Yeah. They each have a character?
They do. That's what I was referring to, the six concert grands. If we had them all on a stage, I guarantee you there are small tonal differences in the way the action feels. Are all slightly unique.
Do they have, so do you say, I don't know how you identify them, but say like piano number three, mm-hmm. and they'll say there's a problem there, and you mm-hmm. just roll your eyes and go, oh yeah, that's the one that gives us all the problems.
Yeah, yeah, occasionally.
Which gives you more trouble, the white keys or the black keys?
Well, if we do our job, hopefully none of them do, I hope.
There's more of the white keys, so I assume, statistically that would be. Well, you are going to be, this is really fascinating. Is this the first time you've done something like this, giving a lecture on what you do here?
Well, when I was in New York, sitting in that seat in that building, you get quite a few inquiries about interviews and things like that, and promotions, but it's not the first time.
Well, that's a great opportunity for us here. Yeah. The Tanglewood piano technician Steve Carver will be featured in a Tanglewood Learning Institute Meet the Makers event on Monday afternoon at 1:30 in the Windy Center. It was fascinating to meet you. Thank you very much. A great pleasure.
It's my pleasure, too.
Very, very nice to have you here. TLI.org for more information. You can also go to Tanglewood.org. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.
This is Capital Region Bureau Chief Dave Lucas. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul announced Albany's Clinton School.